WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. says an Iranian-backed group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq is behind the drone attack that killed three service members in Jordan and injured more than 40 National Guard members. That umbrella group includes the Hezbollah brigades based in Iraq that says it's pausing operations against the U.S. military in the region. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is skeptical.
We're not going to take it at face value. And we recognize that they're not the only group that has been attacking our troops and our facilities in Iraq and Syria.
The White House says the U.S. will strike multiple targets in response to the attack. The attorney for Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger is asking for a change of venue and outside jury, saying a fair and impartial jury cannot be found in Layton County, where the off-campus stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students occurred in 2022. The Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged for now, citing positive economic data. But the Fed says more work is needed to tame inflation. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A family of five has been seriously injured in a truck versus buggy crash. According to the Vernon County Sheriff's Department, the truck collided with a horse-drawn buggy Monday night around 9 p.m. on Colash Road near County Road C in Hillsboro. The truck was headed southeast and hit the buggy going the opposite direction. Five people in the buggy suffered serious injuries. Three were taken to Gunderson in Hillsboro. The remaining two were taken to Richland Hospital. Later, two of the patients were taken to the UW Children's Hospital in Madison. Authorities arrested the truck's driver, 63-year-old Bruce Donlin, for an OWI causing injury. The crash is still under investigation. The Dodge County District Attorney will not pursue charges against three Portage Police staff members. The charges referenced are from the September arrest of three staff members with the Portage Police Department. The police chief announced he fired probationary officer Craig Crary, administrative assistant Casey Crary, and probationary officer Benjamin Aitzman. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, cloudy overnight, some areas of fog developing and lows dropping to the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-40s tomorrow, partly sunny for Friday, high in the low 40s. More warmth for the weekend, well into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
99.7
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand.
After 5 p.m. on Wednesday night. What a beautiful day. We've had temps in the 40s. What more can you ask for in January? Here's all notes on Max FM.
And more.
young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Junkies and More, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get a $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique Shop for just $17. Stop by Amberlux Consignment for name brand women's and children's clothing, purses, shoes, and jewelry. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Mariah Carey on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The 6th-ranked basketball Badgers on their way to Lincoln, where they'll face Nebraska in Big Ten action tomorrow night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Huskers unbeaten in Big Ten action at home, and 13-1 overall, head coach Greg Gard.
No Big Ten team has won yet at, and obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home.
In the Big Ten tonight, Northwestern, having already beaten 2nd-ranked Purdue once this season, they'll shoot for the sweep in West Lafayette tonight. Bucks play game 2 of their 5-game road trip out west tonight. Damian Lillard returning to Portland to face his former team, the Trailblazers. The addition of 4 schools to the Big Ten next season will not change much when it comes to scheduling. League officials announced Tuesday the men will stay at 20 regular season games, the women at 18 next season. Both of the league's tournaments will expand by 1 team to 15, meaning 3 schools will not make the field. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. but I don't want. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Beastie Boys on Max FM.
Yeah! Please! Just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
So tenderly, with the burning
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Hey, how's your dry January going? The good news is it's either over tomorrow or you already started drinking again. But that doesn't mean you can't keep looking for healthier ways to drink. A dietitian broke down the two biggest tips when it comes to choosing a healthier beverage. Always be looking for drinks that are lower in sugar and higher in healthy ingredients. Here's some of the healthiest types of alcoholic drinks. Hard seltzers, most are just sparkling water and clear liquor, like tequila or vodka. Just look for ones with no added sugar. Red wine, it's chock full of antioxidants, which can reduce inflammation and help prevent cancer and heart disease. Bloody Marys, tomato juice doesn't typically have a lot of sugar. Plus, what other alcoholic drink comes with celery? And all sorts of other accessories, if you just ask me. Hot toddies, it's hot water, fresh lemon juice, honey, and whiskey. It's about as healthy as it gets. You know what? A hot toddy does sound kind of good because it's got whiskey, so I'm all for that. Now, I did not participate in Dry January, but I didn't overconsume either, so I did have a few beverages throughout the month. But yeah, I did not participate for anyone that's curious. So yeah, but a hot toddy. Didn't really realize what that was till tonight, and that does sound kind of good. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at Weather News by Journey on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winterfest, providing something fun for people of all ages. The jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details.
Here you come again. On Friday, February 9th, the new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells welcomes Karen Hester, winner of Jimmy Fallon's Clash of the Cover Bands, with her show, Karen as Dolly. Karen was named Best Tribute Artist in the country for her performance as Dolly Parton. And with the identical looks and sound as the Queen of Country herself, you'll be amazed by her renditions of Dolly favorites like Jolene, 9 to 5, Two Doors Down, I Will Always Love You, and many more. Join us at the Legacy Dinner Theater for two big Dolly Parton tribute shows at 2 and 7 p.m. on Friday, February 9th. To purchase tickets and see a complete listing of all our tribute concerts, visit LegacyDinnerTheater.com or call 608-432-SHOW and make plans to join us in March to see Ted Vigil as John Denver. The new Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort, Wisconsin Dells.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, cloudy overnight, some areas of fog developing and lows dropping to the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-40s tomorrow, partly sunny for Friday, high in the low 40s, more warmth for the weekend, well into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 40 degrees. 99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget you can stream us live at max.fm. And tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Poison, Something to Believe in on Max FM.
Well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he's sinning. Yeah, yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam babe. Fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country, didn't want him.
him back. The boldest took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. In a time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, 'cause I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in, if there's a Lord above. And give me something to believe in, oh Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man, some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve, and they told me the news.